True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
4:51. It's the WIP afternoon show.
4:51.
With Ike Spiegel Fritz on a Wednesday. Phils win the series versus the Cubs. We just did the final out, but we're going to make pretend we didn't. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Listen, much needed series win. Let's see if we can carry this momentum into a big weekend series versus the stinking Blue Jays. Jackie Baseball, we're back! No?
I'll let you boy. Yeah, okay.
I'll let you boy, my bad.
I can't believe we're playing the Blue Jays again. Like, we just played them.
It's weird. You know, I know putting a schedule together is harder than it seems. You know, when we talk about with the Eagles, talk about with the Phillies. But you look at it and you're like, well, couldn't you have spaced out the Blue Jays thing a little bit? You know?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's basically just a home and home.
Yeah, a home would have been better. Yeah. Like create a little rivalry there with the Blue Jays.
Wouldn't you rather just get it out of the way?
Well, just it's odd. There's the amount of teams in baseball.
Yeah.
Yep. They just played them last week.
Yeah. Yep. They're in the American League.
They go away for two series.
That doesn't matter
back.
Anymore, Spike.
Yeah, I guess not. It kind of bums me out.
There's no interleague play. It's just baseball now.
Don't you think that kind of sucks?
No, I love it.
Oh, do you?
I begged for this for years.
Really? That it just is like this?
Just play. It's for a casual fan.
Yeah.
It allows me to expand my knowledge on the other teams in the sport.
Hmm.
Else I wouldn't watch American League Baseball.
Right, you would never see any of these guys.
I wouldn't spend the extra time to follow a team. But at least if the Phillies are playing American League teams from time to time, I can at least keep up with guys.
I knew when they started interleague play, and it was very excited. Like, it's exciting. Interleague play was exciting when there was a team that was exciting, I guess. Whether it's a team that you had a natural rivalry with, like the Mets and the Yankees or whatever, or I don't know, or you get to play a team.
I got excited when we were to play the Angels because they got Mike Trout.
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
You know,
but you knew
this was back in the MVP Trout days and everything.
You knew eventually it was going to suck the life out of it. Like, there's just too many games, and that's what it did. I don't know. If you ask me, and this is
it
old,
certainly isn't as intriguing.
No.
Yeah.
There's nothing intriguing about us playing the A's or the Blue Jays or whatever.
I agree.
If you ask me, nobody's asking me. But if you ask me, and I love baseball. Baseball, I would say baseball is my number two, actually, behind basketball. And sometimes baseball is my number one. I like baseball better when there were two division winners in each league that made the playoffs.
No, Spike.
When there was no DH in the National League. When starting pitchers went 7, 8, 9 innings.
I had the bat.
What's that? And they had a bat.
No, 100%. Nobody wants to see the pitcher bat.
It wasn't about that. It was about the double switches late in the game.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know. I've heard.
Strategy.
Yes. Awesome.
I liked it better that way. I liked it better. So the thing, thinking about this series in general, is so you you have, they move Otto Kemp over to first base where he is a more natural defender. You know, he did not look good at third base at all. And you have to imagine that one of the reasons they move Otto Kemp to first base is because Bryce Harper is going to be out for a little while here. And it, not just the, I don't know that they would have done all this. If, and Jack, didn't you mention they moved a guy up to AAA to play first base, right?
Yes.
From AA.
Which would suggest that Kemp's going to be here for a little bit.
Right. So, like, it seems like Bryce Harper might be out for a little while here. I see this team in a series like this, and not just, and I was saying this before this series, by the way. This team is good enough to survive without Bryce Harper. They're not the best version of themselves without Bryce Harper. Of course, he's the best player on the team. But they, with the starting pitching they have, with the, at least they've got a few bats in the lineup, especially when Bohm is hitting a little bit. This team, there is no team that has the starting pitching like the Phillies have right now that shouldn't be able to at least hover around 500 in the time that Bryce Harper's not here. And if they can do that, maybe even a few games over 500, you look at the 5 years that Bryce Harper's been here. Is it 5 years, 6 years? 2019, right? Isn't that when
six
he got
years.
Here? Six years that Bryce Harper's been here. Their record without Bryce Harper is pretty good, you know, because it's baseball, you know, and you can survive without it. And the thing that I saw in this series was the blueprint of the Phillies surviving without Bryce Harper. And I think what it can allow the Phillies to do if they see a series like this, and what it should allow Bryce Harper to do, by the way, is not rush back. Because the thing that is important to me is having Bryce Harper in August, September, October. Yep. And if they can stay afloat, if they can win series without Harper, then the longer he can give his wrist to settle down, then the better chance we're going to have Bryce Harper. And I just think the team is talented enough overall to survive without Harper. And series like this are great because I think it encourages themselves, it encourages the organization not to rush Harper back or even discourage him from rushing back, and it encourages Harper to not rush back as well.
Well, here's where you have to start with for that to happen. They have to win games.
Yes. So, yep.
So I understand where there's a belief that they can be successful without Bryce Harper. That is contingent upon how long that they have to be successful without Bryce Harper.
Sure.
If it's 10 games, okay. If it's 20 games, I don't know. If they're doing 20 games, 20, 25 games,
they should.
I don't know if they can 30 games. They'll be fine without Bryce Harper for 30 games.
After the All-Star break.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want them to be able to last to the All-Star break, July 12th.
So that's what, 3 weeks?
It's a month.
It's a month.
Yeah, it's a month. It's 27 games or whatever it is.
Okay, now, without me looking at the schedule, because that matters as well.
Yep.
Because if you got some Colorado Rockies and
they don't, I mean they have one Marlins series in there.
Yeah, they have the Braves.
So if you're
in
playing
there,
the better teams, I don't know if you can survive without Bryce Harper.
So they go Blue Jays this weekend, who obviously took the Phillies
good
lunch
team,
money.
Yep.
Marlins for four in Miami, which is like a dead ballpark. Hopefully the energy is fine. You should be able to take three out of four.
You should be able to get 3 out of 4.
Mets come to town, three games all national.
I'm worried
TV.
About that one.
At Houston.
Worried about that one.
At Braves.
Worried about that one.
Versus Padres.
Worried about that one.
Versus Reds?
Oh, come on.
At Giants, at Padres before the All-Star break.
That's not a cakewalk.
It's not easy, but if they hover around 500 in those games, they go into the All-Star break 10 games over 500, which is totally fine,
okay,
and puts you in position to
right
go
now?
Get
them. What are we looking at?
We're what, 39 and 29?
I see what you're saying. If there's still 10 games.
Still 10 games over 500 in the All-Star break. I just think they should be able to do it. And him rushing back now to win some games. Now, by the way, at a decreased effectiveness, too. That's right. The other thing,
now,
too.
Now, listen, I'm with you on him taking his time to get healthy. I'm just saying I don't know how good we're going to be while he's out getting healthy.
I don't want
him to rush back either.
Here's what I look at, and this is why it's going to be really hard for me to be out on the Phillies this year. I looked at the Toronto. You look at the pitching lineup for Toronto, right?
Yeah.
And it goes. It's in some order: Ranger, Sanchez, Wheeler. I don't care, man. We should be able to win two out of three games all the time when things like that are going. You know, so I like when
I
you
agree.
Have three guys like that, and that's every series, by the way. It's just about every series. Now, we have no idea what we're going to get out of Mick Abel for the rest of this time.
I'm actually a little concerned about him.
I actually thought he showed pretty good composure last night.
Like, well, that one strike, the final inning he got out of, it definitely showed.
What?
Composure is fine.
Yeah.
Effectiveness is another thing.
Yeah. Well, that's,
the Cubs rake.
Both. Yeah. What did you say?
The Cubs rake. He allowed 3 home runs.
Yeah.
No, listen, I'm saying is that my confidence isn't as strong as it was.
Is he back to being touchable at the trade deadline?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking of that
one.
He might
be back to being touchable now.
Thank God.
He might be back to being touchable.
Well, I think the interesting thing with Abel, by the way, is
he might be back to being touchable.
Thank you. You guys are going to touch Abel now?
To be touched.
Well, the thing I'm thinking about is what L.A. told us about Abel, and he repeated it during the game, is that Abel wasn't afraid to go after guys, you know, first pitch, fastball, all that kind of stuff. You get hit like that, all of a sudden you become a little more scared and get a little too precise.
Yeah.
But then what starts happening is if he doesn't do that, then all of a sudden it's 1-0. Your first ball.
Well, you got to think also in his mind, he's pitching to remain up here.
Yes. Yeah, well, there's that pressure, too.
So now you're balancing between, am I trying to stay alive or am I challenging batters?
Well, the thing, too, for him,
now
that
you're
he has
nibbling.
To know, what he has to know, Alec Bohm's going to be out for the All-Star break.
Right.
Alec Bohm's not going to be out for the All-Star break.
I'm sorry. Nola. Aaron Nola's going to be out to the All-Star break. This is Mick Abel's got this spot to the All-Star break, unless he blows up.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
He's not fighting for his life right now. He's got a month of start. So.
That's true.
All right.
That's true.
Well, we are going to get a very special treat because even though it's a shorter show, we're still going to get a top five.
How about that?
Yeah.
Each the five.
This guy never rests.
At five.
True grinder.
Never misses a chance to be in the spotlight.
I don't think that's true anymore.
What'd you say?
He said,
I said never misses a chance to be in the spotlight.
Yeah. I'm very top of mind for people. I don't know if I want to be top of mind. I just people gravitate. I'm like the sun.
Well,
he doesn't want the spotlight because it hasn't been kind to him lately.
But that's what happens sometimes. Like
because Jack, there's a part of it, yes.
Well, Jack on some level, Jack has an opportunity on this show to be the guy that everybody loves, because you only have to say something when you got something good.
That's right.
You know? So you come in with a quip, and then you're out of there.
Yep.
And they're like, man, that Fritz is so funny. And I'm like, I don't know. I talk to him all day. He's not that funny.
Dude, compared to people at this station, I'm a freaking stand-up comedian.
Well, for sure. But, I mean, the more you talk, the less funny you are. So,
I know.
All right.
Listen, that's why, hey, some guys are number 3 starters.
Yep.
But high-end 3?
High-end 3. Wait a minute. We got Lizardo as a number 3 starter?
Kyle Quinn? Kyle Quinn? Is he a high-end 3?
Well, he's you know what Kyle Quinn gives you?
Innings?
He's an Nola.
Yeah,
he's an innings
eater. He's a boxman.
Yep.
Love Kyle. All right. The 5 things we need to monitor here at WIP.
Okay. 5 things we need to monitor.
Yep. Starting at number 5, the arm might be back.
Oh man.
Throwing this morning. Walk got to see a show. I mean, an absolute show. Brought Walker. Did a little long toss sesh.
Okay.
Had it out the deep center field, you know, whipping that thing to the first baseline.
Did you pitch today?
I threw a little flat ground. The mound was a little too the mound was too
sloppy.
Who
was catching you?
Just a buddy of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, this is a very huge change.
It is a huge change. That's why I'm peacocking a little around here.
9 days ago, you threw a football 3 times, and you said, a lot of times, people think this is just on air. It's not just on air.
No.
Like, Jack off air was like, I felt like my bicep was going to rip off my arm.
And it wasn't the only time. The last couple times I've thrown, it's been the same thing. But then the last 2 times I've thrown, ball spry.
Yeah?
I even got got some breaking balls over. Cutter was kind of back.
Just throw strikes and you'll be fine.
Threw some horrible change-ups and then agreed, like, I need change-ups to get Joe to camera.
You realize he's not going to hit the ball no matter where you put it.
I know. But it's not like
you throw a 70-mile-an-hour fastball, you're fine. Just throw strikes.
But I want to dominate.
I'm worried about you walking him.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried
about. We're
worried
about you injuring yourself to where you can't do another of it.
But I'm not going to injure myself.
Okay.
I was letting it loose today. Okay. All right. And I feel nothing. I feel like shoulders. I got at least 3 mile running after that. After Spike was accusing me of not taking this seriously.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to pressure you.
Ran 3 miles.
I did run 3 miles. Nice. After pitching, legs are a little tired, but you know, you got to dig deep there. You know that.
By the way, good news. Over the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Some running for your boy.
Wow.
He's back. He might be back.
Wow.
He might be back.
You know, marathon.
No marathon.
Okay. But. Is your hip barking?
No, I feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah, barking. I feel good.
Is that a term?
No, hip barking?
Feet are barking?
No, hip. I don't
know. Dogs barking, yes. Yeah. Your feet barking, yes.
They don't purr?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm the only one that says that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. The fourth thing we need to monitor here at WIP is that everyone else that works here, bunch of suckers. Because Ike Reese was on with Brazier before the game and said that if he could travel the world with one person at WIP, he said me.
What?
Yeah.
Was today?
Well, it was really – it was
3 months ago.
It was in spring training.
Okay.
It was in spring training.
Yes.
But I'm just letting all you suckers know.
Oh.
If he could take anyone here, he picked me.
Well, the reason – Jack is – but Jack – Jack is a right-hand man, is good for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I observed that in New Orleans. Because, look, I'm not a great wingman. Because when I want to go to bed, I'm going to bed.
You're going to bed.
I think I'm a fine hang while I'm there.
Yeah.
But when I decide the night's over. I'm 48.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to stay up. So when Ike wanted to be out a little bit later, and I know Jack wanted to go to bed in his heart, but he is a good wingman.
Yeah. Well, actually, we got bullied by Elliot.
Oh, yeah. Well, because he was down there, the finger twirl going.
Yeah. Well, also, Elliot needs to grow up a little bit.
I
mean, no offense to anyone staying up, but Elliot needs to grow
up. Elliot really wanted, he was the one who really wanted to hang out a little bit longer.
Well, and that was the night he almost got abducted, so he was lucky that we were there, to be frank.
I don't know why I picked Jack as the guy. Probably because I travel with him a little bit more.
Low maintenance travel partner. Yeah. That's all I am. No drama.
Yeah, looks at his phone too much, but aside from that, he's a good hang.
Everyone looks at their phone.
Look, can I, real quick?
No, I can't.
This isn't about you.
Okay,
it's not about you.
You can get through that.
We watched a movie last night. There's a movie came out called Drop. Yeah. It was reasonably popular, I think. And the premise behind this movie is this woman, she's in her mid-30s or whatever, is out on a date, and she gets she starts getting these text messages that she has to do this stuff or her child at home and her sister are going to be murdered. So she's out on this.
No consequences.
Yeah, and she's out on this first date, and she has to look at her phone. And all I could think about was I don't know, if I was out with her first date, I don't care what's happening on that phone. Put that phone away.
It's not going to be a second date.
Yeah, that's what was giving me anxiety. Not her family getting murdered. It was the fact that she was at this super nice restaurant and wouldn't put her phone away.
Yes, way to make it about you.
Yeah, better. Yeah.
The third thing we need to monitor here at WIP is, does anyone know sports that work here? Some of these top 11 early returns, just trash.
Oh really?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, just the some of the ones you were labeling earlier.
Oh, the staff ones?
Yeah, like the amount of Phillies that were on. I love the Phillies. A couple of those were a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
There might have been a certain number 27 that was in one member of WIP's staff.
Yeah.
His ERA is over 6.
Yeah, somebody put Nolan on the list.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We can't be having that.
Yeah, you got to spank Nolan's, though.
Now, there was an unnamed, and I will reveal it next week.
Yes.
I was look, this is the second time we've done top 11.
Yeah.
It's been all over the air. It's been all over social media. And I sent an email to the staff saying, here's where you fill out your top 11 list. And I think I was very clear. There was a member of the staff who filled out the top 11 list, and Mike Schmidt is on it, and Bobby Clark is on it, and Reggie White is on it.
Not an all-time list.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And by the way, unsaid person, younger than me.
Yes, so, it is a young person trying to make their way in this station.
Oh, wow.
And let me just tell you, that person has another thing coming next week.
He put an all-time list together.
And read your email, kid.
Yeah.
Hold on, no, listen to
the
damn
radio
station.
That's another good point, Ike.
Yeah.
I expect the idiots on the Instagram account that are like, how could it be number 2 to not get it?
Yeah.
You know, when they can't read and it says 2024 list. list.
Yes.
And they're ripping us, you know.
But a member of the staff?
But a member of the... And a member of the show sometimes.
Yeah, a young member
of
the staff.
Oh, he's telling on somebody. Yeah. Oh, now they're narrowing
it down.
They're starting to narrow it down.
All I hope is that this kid...
I got a pretty good clue of who it is.
I hope he can take it. That's all I can tell you is next week, you're getting it, and I hope you can take it.
Because we're learning. A lot of these young producers, I don't know if they can take it.
Justin can't take it.
Don't know if we can take it.
Buzz can't take it.
Fran. By the way, I got reports from Morgenstein back here that when Ike's mic wasn't working, he got the patented, like, Buzz. the Buzz deer in headlights look is top five favorite looks here at WIP.
Well, he goes into a defensive stance as if he's guarding someone. Yeah.
An athletic stance.
Yeah.
What's going on, Ike's mic?
Yeah.
All right, the second thing that we need to monitor here at WIP is Spike.
Oh no,
went to Episcopal.
Yeah,
but he's not really an Episcopal guy. Like when he was there, into radio and didn't have a fancy car.
Didn't get there till eighth grade.
Yeah, he's slowly turning into a true Episcopal guy. He's into golf now. He's thinking about boating. I mean, are we going to wear salmon-colored shorts soon?
First of all.
Oh, those are pretty good.
Well.
I got a couple pair of those.
Well, the camera wears some salmon shorts, too.
Yeah, it's good color.
Look.
Against his pink skin, I don't know if that's a...
Yeah, here's the truth. The truth is, ever since the day I told you I was going to get into golf, I haven't thought about golf one time. Look, the boat thing is nice when you're sitting next to the boats, but truth be told, I get motion sickness. I'm not getting on a boat.
Yeah, and you were wearing jeans yesterday, which again, psychotic move.
Yeah, come on. I'm not a real Episcopal guy.
Not a Bozeman?
Yeah. Here's what I remember.
You're a sea legs guy? You're a sea legsman?
Oh, yeah. I could be on like a fishing boat or like a small boat or something, but when the boat gets bigger, I'll throw up all over the place.
And when the boat gets bigger, it's really a ship, depending on how big it gets.
All right.
That's right.
Now, we can't confuse any of those we saw down there yet.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yesterday,
the ship.
Those were all boats.
Those were all boats.
Yeah? But at what point does it turn into a ship?
Just understand that.
But what about if a big cargo ship went by? You're calling that
a
ship?
Cargo what?
Ship. But it's still,
why would you call it a big cargo boat?
Because it's a boat.
Why would you call it a big cargo boat?
Because it's a ship?
Exactly. Exactly.
We should have asked the guy yesterday.
No, yeah.
Believe me, I
Peter
thought
looked
about
at
it.
Us like we were
I didn't feel
insane.
Like dealing with that yesterday, but yes, I thought about it for sure. I
it's
definitely
a big boat.
About it.
It's a big boat.
He'd have looked at us like we were insane.
I know.
Hey, are these, like, is a ship a boat?
What do you mean?
He'd have kicked us right out of there. It would have been the last time we were down at the Chesapeake Inn.
Yeah. But the number one thing that we need to monitor at WIP is what the hell is going on with John Ritchie's Instagram?
Oh, that's true.
Have
yeah.
you seen John Ritchie's? Also, he's hugging dogs every single day. It sounds like on there.
Dude, show his Instagram.
Showing a personality.
So I noticed the other day.
I haven't seen
you
it.
You got to look at
so
it.
So I had begged Ritchie 100 times when I was program director here to start doing more on social media.
Right.
So I get a follow from him on Instagram a couple weeks ago.
I'm so like, did I.
Yeah, and I'm like, the hell is this? So his Instagram is
he following me now?
It's the number 4 John Ritchie.
Yeah.
And I notice it, and it's like some family stuff or whatever, and then there's a couple of like WIP things, and I'm like, all right, fine. But then
now I got a following.
Yeah, but then I see one today.
Yeah.
And it is his new dog Carl with his son. And there's a hashtag dogs of Instagram, hashtag dogs of Instagram, hashtag Carl. And I'm like, wait a minute. There is no way this can be like
Ritchie.
Did Ritchie hire a social media person or something?
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're allowed to.
Are we allowed to speak? Yeah, go
we
ahead.
We are?
Well,
it's Alicia.
It's got to be.
Yeah, of course that's who it is.
Yeah.
The lovely. What's her last name? Robinson. No, Roberts.
Robertson.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's Roberts.
Is it?
Yes. I'm looking at it right now.
Wait, all right. Here's a caption, by the way, from John Ritchie. Just a post for the OG Louie, his dog. He's the sweetest boy who came into our lives. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. I've known John Ritchie for a decade. Sweetest boy.
This guy's bleeding down his forehead.
Yeah. Like, he tried to murder a member of the KYW staff for eating a sandwich once.
No, me. He tried to kill me.
No, but these were different instances.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for eating a sandwich. And he's sweetest boying. And I know he's a softer John Ritchie now, you know.
He's a slot receiver now more than a fullback.
Yeah, but the sweetest boy. I love my dog. I've never written sweetest boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And I do applaud him for that, but it is. It's outrageous, you know.
She's helping him discover his softer side,
dude. And it's smart,
and he's sharing it with us.
And look, I love John Ritchie.
Listen, when Ritchie was at the Brian Dawkins' pairings party.
Okay,
that's a shocker.
Oh yeah, even
like,
then he showed up.
Ritchie doesn't usually come out the stuff. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't usually come out the stuff.
Listen,
it was great to see him.
Well, he honestly,
a man about town. A
couple weeks ago, he texted me. He's like, "Hey, we got to get the girls together and the dogs and stuff." And I'm like,
"He wants a double date."
Yeah, and I was like, "Is this from John?" I was like, "Yeah, sure."
He posted a video of his bulldog the other day.
Yeah,
the caption was. The snoring, too, with the ZZZs.
I love it.
Yep.
Don't discourage you.
No, I'm discouraging.
Yes, love it. We love it.
I love it. I love it.
And by the way, Alicia is a great influence.
Absolutely. Well, he's a happy guy now.
Yes.
He's a happy guy. He's not
for
like...
multiple reasons.
Yes. He's not taking down 70 meat snacks in the morning before work. And he seems like a healthy you know, guy now.
Yeah.
It's just the Instagram. It's like, John, I know that's not you.
It's true. Yeah, yeah.
Sweetest boy.
Yeah, sweetest boy.
I'm trying to imagine John Ritchie saying that. The sweetest boy.
Yeah, I texted Jack earlier. I was like, all right, that's not Ritchie. That's not Ritchie. I had this on, I had it on watch for a little while, but now I know it's not Ritchie.
Yeah, it's not.
All right, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window.
Man.
Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. And God bless Alicia, because if I asked Val to run my Instagram, she would look at me like I was nuts.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, like I was a crazy person.
Well, Renee hates social media, so.
Oh, she does?
But certainly not a fan of being on it.
Oh, well, all my... Val just sends me...
Not a fan of being on it.
Every Val thing that she sends me is like, oh, look, the dog's flying a helicopter. It's like, what is your Instagram where you have every funny dog thing that's ever happened? All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, John Ritchie has changed, man. You know, sometimes you get a good woman in your life.
Yeah.
They give you a better view, you know, better perspective on things.
And yeah.
Man, happy now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, do want to try new stuff. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that is him posting. You never know. Hey, man, listen. Hey, when you meet a new lady, they
bring out the softer side of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't act like... I mean, I know, Spike, you the tough guy, no TV.
I'm not tough.
Warden asking.
Yeah, I'm not tough. I just don't want a TV in the bedroom.
Yeah, like, Jack, he acts tough at work, but I know at home he is softy, too.
Well, I don't act tough anytime.
Yeah. Jack's never really. Yeah. Nobody would buy it.
I'm here for a good time.
Hey, man. But look, man, yesterday, I got some issues with some stuff. First of all, what's wrong with Elliott and he coming in here talking about Embiid had a better career than Harper?
In Philly? Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually like... All right.
I know you agree.
Well, I didn't initially, but Elliott makes some good points. It's like...
He made no good points yesterday.
We're giving Bryce a lot... I mean, he had one moment.
One?
I mean, if you talk... If you look, all we talk about... With Bryce, when the team, this is all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. All we talk about when the team loses in the playoffs is like, well, Bryce produced. But I look at Embiid's stats from the series against the Knicks, averaged 33, 13, and 4. Like, I could do the same thing with Joel that everybody does with Bryce in the playoff failures. And the simple fact is that Joel has been a better regular season player than Bryce has been a baseball player. It's not even close, actually. Nobody was ever arguing that Bryce was the best player in baseball, but plenty of people are arguing that Joel was the best player in the NBA. Even if you say he's not, he's certainly top three. And he was top three for a stretch, and Bryce was never. So, look... If you put Bryce ahead of Joel, I get it. I understand what Bryce has been here, but I don't think it's a crazy argument.
Yeah, but I mean, everything you said is cool. You know, like I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but it's like you got to take into resume and now, and it's like where you got to weigh. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Well, we're kind of in a similar situation now. Bryce hasn't gone off a cliff like Joel did last year, but Bryce's production wasn't the same this year.
And next year, you never know. He might not.
He might not be on the list next year.
So I'm just saying.
Don't sound so happy.
I'm not happy.
I don't think he's gonna drop all. Like, see, Bryce Harper is a player, and don't get me wrong. Like, Embiid is a baller. Like, I'm not trying to discredit what Joel Embiid has done or whatever. But in baseball, you got to realize too. Like, in basketball, one player can change the game more than one guy can in baseball. So, Bryce Harper, if he's doing what he's doing in baseball, he only get 3 to 4 at-bats a game. And B could touch the ball every offensive possession and defend the best player every defensive possession. He don't do that. So, when his team loses, now I get it, supporting cast matter. You know what I'm saying? Maxie ain't wasn't ready. James Harden disappeared. He showed up for the games 1 and 2. Ben Simmons, we don't even need to talk about him. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and B has done his part, but the playoff failures, and it's like, the way he acts, that matters too.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's an argument for all of it. But the thing that happens with the injuries and stuff like that is sometimes it's not there and then it's it. Because that's what happened to Mike Trout. I mean, like, Mike Trout, as soon as the injuries caught up to him, just was not the same player anymore. And he hasn't been the same player in years. And I don't hope that that's in the cards for Bryce Harper, but it could be. And so there are a lot of parallels. I think Bryce Harper is a winner. And Bryce Harper, I don't think, gets nervous during pressure situations. And I think Embiid does. And I think I think Embiid has choked in pressure situations for sure. But I do also think if you're doing your top 11 list at 94wip.com/top 11.
Embiid deserves to be in top 11. I agree with
that. Yeah, and I think.
Good job, Corey.
Yeah. When I voted, I put him in my top 11. I think I put him at 11, but he was in it.
Okay.
Well, you got to respect them. Yeah, you got to respect them.
You gotta
respect,
I mean, I'm putting Embiid over Tyrese Maxey. You know what I'm saying? Like, because to me, resume matters.
Yeah, but would I put Embiid over Quinyon Mitchell?
I mean, you got to. Because it's the thing, though. Like I was with you yesterday with the whole Chuck conversation. Like, Quinyon Mitchell a better cover corner, but, like, are we just going to say that Quinn Yaw Mitchell just like a all around greater player than Cooper DeJean.
Well, listen, I'm 1 year away from having Cooper DeJean as a top five athlete in this city.
Right. There it is.
I'm 1 year away from him being what I think he is, and I'm just going ballistic next year.
Talking about 1 year away. Wait till you hear my top five. You know what I'm saying? I got 5-6 Eagles in the top six. You know that? And we know.
Well, Zach Wheeler should be your number one.
Hey, please. Hey, man, we ain't even having that debate.
Well, you should be.
We debating through 2-11. That's my debate. You know what I'm
saying? Well, all I'm saying is
tell me Jalen is the number one.
Zach Wheeler's been the number one pitcher in the National League for 5 years.
That's cool.
For 5 years.
That's cool. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with none of that. None of that. That's cool.
He ain't cracking your top five. He ain't in your top five, though.
But see, like, championships matter with me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it does. You got to win a title.
No, they won the Super Bowl. I get it.
AJ Brown, to me, is the best receiver in the league.
But
there
he's
we
not.
Go. But yeah, he's the best, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? AJ Brown, the best. Saquon, the best.
Zach Bond, best linebacker.
Okay, all right.
League.
So if AJ Brown's the best wide receiver in the league and Saquon's the best running back in the league, then they should both be ranked ahead of your guy.
Hey, but you, I mean, my quarterback, I got him top two. You know what I'm saying? So
top two ain't one.
But that's different, though. Like, when you're looking at the quarterback position, you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's more valuable. You know what I'm saying? But I got all the guys ranked and all that. You know, it's cool, though.
Top 11 next week is going to be out of control.
No, it ain't. I mean,
it's going to be out of control, Corey. It's going to be insane.
No, y'all act like it's crazy to put Jalen in at the 1C. Like, y'all,
it is.
I just don't get how y'all feel like that's crazy. Like, they're not crazy. Like, y'all, like, what I'm saying is, like, when McNabb was here, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to use this scenario.
Thank you.
Right? McNabb was like one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but he choked a lot in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And I get, like,
no, yeah, hell no. I say yeah, no.
Yeah. Hold on.
I say yeah.
Hold on.
I'm just sitting here agreeing while you're talking.
Yeah.
No.
But at the time,
I think it was more the defense's fault during those times anyway.
But at that time, you know, McNabb, to me, during that era, you had AI, you had McNabb. Most people would have put AI at number one, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Because he's better than McNabb was.
I agree with that.
Oh, come on.
No.
And I love Donovan.
I'm a five guy. Yeah. AI, forget about the city. You're talking about arguably the number one athlete in the world as far as the four major sports go.
He's a lock Hall of Famer. Like, it should be
pretty. Well, he's the most popular. Like, he literally, him and Shaq might have been the most popular athletes.
Well, if you talk about around the world.
Around the world,
like,
yes.
When you talk to people in other countries, it's like it's Iverson, it's Kobe, it's Jordan.
Yeah.
Like that's what it is in other countries.
Oh, that was AI. AI was different.
Yeah.
I'm not disrespecting AI. I'm just saying, like, what they did in their careers, like McNabb took it to four.
Sure, yeah. For
no
sure.
Help.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Iverson did that one time. And, you know, that's just me. Like, I would have had Iverson and McNabb 1 and 2. That's all, you know.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, listen, we
even
wind up putting AI as the number one. What do you go to Broad
Street?
Go to Broad Street.
Yeah. Yes.
Schmitty, not happy.
Not happy.
Schmitty, not happy. All right. Well, yeah. Saquon is number one on
AI. AI, if you weren't there, it's hard to explain to you.
Yep.
It's hard to explain to you.
It was
man.
A sensation.
He was that was different.
You go watch the highlights. Yeah. And I'm not even an AI guy, but like go watch the highlights.
That was different.
All right. Saquon is number one on another list. We will get
wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
To that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Twitter question today, but if we did, it would have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com.
I don't think we're ever going to be able to replicate 530 Korea. I know we've talked about like having a song after July 12th.
Nothing will ever click. Well, maybe it will, but people really love that one.
Well, I would say 70% of people love it.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, it's split, I feel like. But...
But the people who love it, love it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's a good bit.
What are you saying? What are you looking at?
I'm just saying. We leave out on top and we leave them wanting more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But the thing with radio, here's what I worry about with 530 Creed.
Yes.
Is the thing about radio is that, like, you listen to, like, you know, when I grew up listening to morning shows or whatever, and there was like a little bit that they always did at a certain time.
Yeah.
If they didn't do that bit, I'd have had like a nightmare. So I don't want...
Lassie at PD Spike at like
it's just like
old.
The people who love, you know, that moment, you know.
Here's the problem that I could see arising.
Yeah.
Agreeing on the next song.
That is...
And everybody being in agreement with the next song.
The next song.
I don't mean us being in agreement with
everybody
it.
Else.
I mean everybody that's listening, loving the next song.
Well, and the truth is that we decided, regardless of what anybody said, because we liked it, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then, like, the number of people say, oh, yeah, I always get my kids in the car. We always listen to Creed. I'm like... You can listen to that song whenever you want, but you like when we're singing that 15-second part. So,
yeah.
You know, we appreciate everyone who loves it. Yeah,
sure.
So, a couple of Saquon notes. First of all, Adam Schefter reported today, Saquon Barkley claimed the retail crown atop the NFLPA's year-end top 50 player sales list. So this is the most... officially licensed products sold per the NFLPA. Saquon was number one this year, so more Saquon stuff sold than any other player in the NFL, which is wild for a guy who's the first 6 years of his career
was in New York,
was in, and a disappointment and all those things, and then all of a sudden he sold more stuff than anybody. Patrick Mahomes number two, Jalen number three, Jaden Daniels number four.
Yeah,
which is, you know,
well, he was the new kid on the block last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and to that, C.J. Stroud number five.
CJ.
And did not have a great year.
No.
Texans end up in the playoffs, but not a great year from CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, number six.
Okay.
Now, number seven, well, I guess the team was popular. Aiden Hutchinson, number seven.
Shocked by that. I'm surprised. No Lamar?
Lamar is not on the list.
Wow.
Now, you would think, too, with Lamar, anyone who's buying Lamar stuff may have had a lot of opportunities over the last year.
Right.
That's the thing with Saquon.
Right, it's a new jersey because he's on a new team.
And he played all the way through until the Super Bowl.
An outstanding season,
And he played four extra games, all that stuff. Aiden Hutchinson, and the other thing in Detroit, I bet there's not a lot of Goff jerseys.
Right, nobody wants to wear a Goff.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, from their skill players, there's not a lot of...
Yeah, I'll go with Hutchinson.
Now, Amon-Ra St. Brown is number eight.
Yeah. I was going to say St. Brown. Gibbs.
Gibbs, yeah.
I like
Gibbs.
Gibbs.
Sam LaPorta.
Not on the list. Number nine, Micah Parsons.
He's a cowboy. In there, yeah.
And number 10, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cowboys getting a...
No, Jamar Chase.
No Jamar Chase.
No Joe Burrow. Chase.
No. Now, I think...
Bengals. I like that Bengals all white.
Oh,
I like the Bengals white jersey.
Yeah.
I can never get one because I can never wear one because I get fried.
But it's clean. Yeah.
Yes, I like it.
It's a good jersey for sure. So Saquon, number one. Saquon did talk after practice yesterday about his off-season workout routine. Here's what he had to say.
Is that hard for you to kind of like let your body rest? Probably, it seems like more so than you have in past years.
No. It wasn't hard because everyone that I trust told me basically, you know, sit down for a little bit. So in past years when I was younger, you know, you think like, oh, someone's getting better than me, or, you know, like I'm relaxing and, you know, I see Derrick Henry running hills, or I see Christian McCaffrey posing something. Like, the old me would be like, oh, I got to go. I still have that competitive nature, but two completely different seasons. So just listen to everyone. And when it's time to go, I've been going. And when it's time to back off, I've been backing off.
I think that's smart, right?
Yeah.
I assume. You know, you get to this point in your career from an age standpoint and from a workload standpoint, you have to start knowing when to ease off the gas a little bit.
So here's the crazy thing with this, right? Because, you know, I've talked about this with the Eagles sort of taking this approach with him this year. I'm happy that he understands this, so he's not trying to force it, right? Mm-hmm. But then part of me says, there's a thin line between being smart with your body and getting the proper amount of rest and maintaining the same hunger and fire and desire.
Of course. You're right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you want to do the right things, but also can you turn it back up when you need to, and does it still drive you to be the best in the game, to win a championship? Like, does those things still drive you?
Right.
Like,
he was the most driven player in the history of sports last year.
So here's how twisted it we can be, and I'll use myself as an example.
When you say we, you mean athletes?
Fans.
Fans,
so
okay.
Check this out. This is coming off the Super Bowl. Them winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I got irritated hearing AJ and some of the other guys say that they didn't enjoy the Super Bowl. They're ready to get back to work.
Right.
So I was like, man, it's hard to win a Super Bowl.
Enjoy it.
I didn't ever win a Super Bowl. I wish I could have won a Super Bowl. Man, enjoy it a little bit. But they were ready to get back in there and get to grinding and working. And we sort of picked that apart, right? Saquon, we clearly saw that he enjoyed his offseason. And really, he enjoyed his offseason.
He did. We could see.
So now you wonder, man, will he be ready to go?
Yeah.
Will he be ready to turn it up? Or does he feel... complete? Does he feel satisfied?
He did it. He crossed the, you know, he climbed the mountain.
I don't have anything to prove. See, when I hear I can retire
yep.
at the drop of a hat, then I'm like, hold on, Saquon.
Gave you $40 million guaranteed.
Yeah. And we still trying to win around here, and this is what we do around here.
Well, but I can understand from a human standpoint, it's like, well, how could I do anything better than I did last
right.
year? I understand that from a human standpoint. And also, I wonder, like, for a guy who clearly works very hard in the offseason, mm-hmm. if he knows what back off means.
And he's never had to do that.
He's never had to do it.
Yeah.
So I think of it sort of the opposite way. There's some people who are overweight, right? And they diet and they get in great shape. But then when it's time to just eat normal, they don't have a normal. So then they put the 35 pounds back on and
yeah.
then they lose it again. They yeah. only know the extremes of if I'm 100% regimen. I remember when I lost like 80 pounds or whatever it was, I didn't know. Like, I kept eating like I was losing weight for an extra 5 years
yeah.
because I didn't know how to get to like, oh, just go out to dinner and have a nice dinner.
Right, happy medium, yeah.
So
yeah.
I wonder, Saquon, because he's never backed off before, if he even knows what, they didn't mean don't work out at all. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yes.
they still want you to like.
They want you to do a little something,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
They just don't want you to push to exhaustion.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how he manages that, because I'm sure they're, like you just said, he's never had to do that, and he's been driven every offseason to try to get better, and I'm sure for him, it's to prove that he was worth the number two pick in the draft in
yep.
New York, and it wasn't all those sort of things that always motivated him. And up until last year, coming here, he wanted to prove the Giants wrong for letting him go.
Yeah,
does he still have some sort of motivation?
Because he's proved everything.
Yes,
he's proven everything.
And I'm telling you, it's that I can retire any day thing that I was like, hold on, man.
Well, because who even says that?
Yes.
If you, but my point to him was,
you're already thinking that
yes,
way.
Is you've thought about it.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't just say that. You've woken up some days and go, man, I've
accomplished everything.
Yeah.
I got a ton of money. I want to.
Do I need to go to camp?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
All right, Saquon. Get that hunger back in there.
Yes. That you took it easy.
Yes.
We saw the video with Chalamet.
Yeah, you chilled. Yeah, you took it easy yourself.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jesse in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, guys. Ike, before I get into my Phillies thing, I need a little Ike juice.
Oh, hook him up for
drinking that Ike juice.
Slow down.
So, man, that Phillies game today, I was so happy. I was like, I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I was like, all right, we're up, we're doing it. And we beat the best team that we ever did.
Huh? Yeah.
That was, like, one of the best teams. Like, I mean, they did put up a heck of a fight, but we blew them out of the water. We sweat. We did really good.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good series win.
It was a good series win. I mean, it wasn't.
I don't know if it was like.
We didn't play the 52 Yankees.
Seriously.
The 52
hey, Yankees. Jesse, you made me think you were talking about another series
yeah.
somewhere.
Like, yeah. I was like, is he talking about the Super Bowl? I mean, they did just beat. I mean, the Cubs are good, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am happy to see Saquon made the cover for the 2026.
Okay.
Yeah. For Madden.
Madden, yes,
yeah, yeah. Thank
for
you,
Madden,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Me too. I hope it's not. I hope it's not the bad, you know, the bad jinx.
Seriously,
yeah. Thank you for the call, Jesse. Yeah, I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I was like, is he?
I was like, what?
I got
like,
a little
what game
lost.
Is he talking about?
Yeah, is he talking about the Cubs series? I mean, they're
biggest
good.
Series win in the history of the franchise.
Did he say that?
I swear I thought he said
something along those lines.
I swear I thought he switched to the Super Bowl. And I was like, I thought he was talking about baseball.
But that's it. I you know, every once in a while, you're on the air for a long time. Every once in a while, like, you tune out for 5 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. Did we change? Is he talking about the Chiefs? Maybe he's talking about the Chiefs. Even if he's talking about the Chiefs, that wasn't the best Chiefs team. But I get it.
I could
understand.
Yeah.
The Cubs, you know.
All right, Jesse. Was Jesse coming from the game?
Maybe.
He might still be there.
Screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Ron in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ron?
Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Oh. Putting this one on Jack. Ron?
Yeah, hold on. Later.
All right.
Yo, Ron. What up, brother?
Sorry, I wanted to call about the whole boats and ships debate.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
About time.
Yeah.
So, I grew up, I was a military kid. My dad was a Navy. When I was a little guy, I called a boat a ship or a ship a boat, whatever.
Yep.
Here's the difference. You can put a boat on a ship, but you can't put a ship on a boat.
I like that.
Yes, so, but a ship is still a boat.
Well, no, it's a ship.
Yeah, but it's still a boat.
It's still a boat.
Nope, at its core, it's a boat, Ron.
It's not a boat. It's a vessel. It's a vessel.
Oh, vessel this. It's a boat.
Ron.
Yeah, come on.
Ron, a tractor trailer is a truck, right?
No, it's a tractor trailer.
Well, no, it's a tractor and it's a trailer.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
Come on, bro.
I'm with you, Ron. I'm with you on this. Yes.
And, you know, every once in a while, Ike being with you doesn't make you right.
Come on. Yeah.
This is true.
Just look at it.
You know, every once in a while. Yeah, I look at it, and I'm telling you that a ship is a boat.
No,
it is.
A ship is a vessel.
They're then what's both... a boat? Then what's a boat? Is a boat a vessel?
A boat is a small boat.
It is a vessel. In the wide variety, it is a vessel.
Okay, but a submarine's not a boat, and a submarine's a vessel.
This is a vessel. Right.
No, that's a submersible.
Okay.
You can't put a ship on a boat.
Yeah, you can keep saying that, but it doesn't prove anything.
Or it proves that they're not the same.
All right. How about this? Peanut butter and jelly is a sandwich, right?
Yes.
It is.
Okay, hoagie's a sandwich too, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You can put a peanut butter and jelly on a hoagie, but you can't put a hoagie on a peanut butter and jelly, and they're both sandwiches.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know what that is.
All right, Ron. Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Will, who's on his way home from the game. You're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the game, and they beat the 1952 Yankees.
Yes.
I'm messing with you, last call. I love the show.
And, all right, thanks, Will.
I love listening to it.
Thanks, brother. Oh, that's it? Oh, you're just having some fun. All right, there you go. Paul and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. What do you think?
Oh, boy.
Broad's here is going to say tonight. No, the Broad, man. I love listening to him. He pronounces every word. If you listen to him, it's like, and let me tell you another. Broad's here.
Matt Bay Meechkoff.
Yeah. Puck it up. Puck it up.
I saw one of his friends post a clip of his. He's like, I can't believe my buddy is the voice of Philadelphia sports. And I was like, oh, word.
And I saw Bros reply to it like, nailed it. I am.
Yeah.
Like, who the bleep do you think you are?
Yeah. Come on, man. 50 seconds.
My little league catcher is the face of Philly sports radio.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, like that. That's
my
the tweet.
My little league catcher.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
Bros is a little league catcher, too.
Well, I was a little league catcher. There's nothing wrong with that. Some of us got to find a way to stick on the team, you know?
That's right.
You don't get any hits.
All right, guys. I love your show, man.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Brodes.
Is Brodes up tonight?
Maybe 11. I know TK's from 7 to 11. So
are you doing Jack at Night? I mean, Fritz
at
Night.
Yeah. Jack's at Night. Fritz at 6.
Yeah, we're going to rename it Jack at Night.
People are wondering if it was canceled. It wasn't. We're still here.
All right.
Tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah. Whoa!
It's a lot of work.
Back nights?
Whoa.
Yeah, a lot of work.
So NBA Finals back tonight, game 3.
I don't care. Did not realize that.
Yep. There was some NBA news. Now, there have been a little Sixers whispers here and there. Jake Fisher reported that, Philly's own Jake Fisher reported that the Sixers like VJ Edgecombe, and they worked him out. Apparently now they're also working out Ace Bailey. But also, you know, first of all, the headline on this and the way that Shams reported it is absolutely disgusting. The headline, Suns and Durant's business partner are weighing trade options. So, first of all, Durant's business partner is his agent, Rich Kleinman. Like,
yeah.
The NBA, like, this is disgusting. Like, the headline, the Suns should trade Kevin Durant wherever they want to trade him. Rich Kleinman shouldn't be in there weighing trade options. He's... Durant's agent. But it looked, they named 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams that have shown interest in Durant. The Houston Rockets, San Antonio Spurs, Miami Heat, Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Knicks. And also noted that several wildcard suitors have made inquiries on Durant in the past 7 to 10 days. There's no real... The only path the Sixers have to Durant, and by the way, I don't think it would be a crazy thing if you could get off Paul George having Durant. He's got 1 year left on his contract. It's like, if you can get off of George, I'd rather have 1 year of Kevin Durant than 3 more years of Paul George. Sure. Absolutely.
Sure.
But I also don't want to give up. I don't think you're definitely, you have to get off of Paul George just from the money. You would have to, Paul George would have to be involved in woo, in that trade. Jack,
we've been
shut
on
up.
For an hour and a half.
But it's the 5 o'clock hour. I just don't see a way. I'm not trading a first round pick to get Kevin Durant and to get off of Paul George. Like, they're not trading number 3 for it. I can tell you that. And I don't know if it would be one in the future. I just don't know what's happening after this year. And I'm not giving up a first round pick for a year of Kevin Durant, even to get off of Paul George. You are?
I'd give up a future first round pick, yeah. Mm. I wouldn't give up the third pick.
But they come back to bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I wouldn't give up... Would you give up... We have the 2028 Clippers pick. So I'm terrified of giving up that pick.
I'd get that pick up.
Really?
Yeah.
For 1 year, Kevin Durant?
Yeah. I you know what the problem is? What are we doing next year?
Well, that's the thing.
Are we going for it or are we rebuilding?
If I'm... My gut, damn it.
Here we go.
Let me get a glass.
What is the deal?
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
There we go. My gut is they don't know either, but they don't have their pick. They don't have next year's pick. So there's no there's no sense in trying to lose next year because you don't have your pick anyway.
Right.
So my gut is you don't heavily invest this offseason. You see what happens in the beginning of next year. And if the Sixers happen to be good at the trade deadline, you could do something. Okay. But doing it now just seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to try to trade out of 3, maybe trade back, get the 8th pick or something, get something out of it, and see if they're any good next year.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
The Durant thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, for what?
Didn't take me long to change my mind.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike. I was trying to explain that to you earlier.
Yeah, I know. But and here's the thing. I'm just rebuild mode. Not tank to rebuild, but get younger, get the pieces.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, Tatum's out next year. Do we think the Pacers are that great?
Yeah, but here's the thing. You already have 2 guys here. If they're healthy, you're a playoff team.
If they're healthy, we win 55 games next year.
Yeah, like, so there's no reason for me to do anything else.
Right, and if you are really, really good, then you could figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, let's be really, really good first.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't make a move for anybody.
All right, I feel good. I'm ready to do another 4 hours now. Yeah. I'm good, yeah.
I do like just getting started.
Yeah. I know. We did the throwaway NBA right around.
Yeah, there it is.
5:45.
Throwaway NBA at 5:30. Yep, there it is. We did not do the text line today, but it would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Hold on. Well, I had to get the
guy goes half a show. He forgets where everything is.
Nah.
He is
the throat still
throat
scratchy.
The throat
issue. Can I tell you, both you guys, you don't appreciate me enough.
There we go.
That's tomorrow's topic.
To that. Yep.
The text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Fritz at 6 is next, right? What do you have going on in Fritz at 6?
Ah, it's Phil's.
Yeah?
Yeah, why don't you try giving Alec Baum some credit?
He had a good day. He's had a good
good series.
He had a good series.
You don't have any trouble giving Trey credit.
Well,
right.
Trey's a great player.
Oh, okay.
He deserves to be the top
player. He's a great player.
He
now.
Is a great player.
Okay, yeah. I didn't heard you say that.
All right, Fritz at 6 is next. We will be
is
back
ship
with you.
A boat? Might lead with it.
You could do a whole hour
I
on that.
You could do 4 hours on the ship to boat.
Fritz at 6 is next, and then TK. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.